Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about tips for starting an excavator's rental business. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.startractor.com or give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Construction activities have increased due to the increase in population. Many big and startup construction companies cannot afford to buy and maintain all new equipment for their work, especially in case of short-term projects. Hence, they prefer to buy equipment and machines on rental basis at affordable price and return it after the use. Thus, rental businesses profitable and is booming. It is observed that many equipment rental only rent specific equipment and do not keep all types of equipment. It is because they have studied the market and functional aspects of the equipment. Since most of the heavy equipment are multifunctional, being in the rental business of a specific equipment can be a good idea as it saves the cost of buying and maintaining different equipment. Excavators are called the giants of the construction industry. They are powerful machines which can dig through concrete, install electrical service, transfer loads of bricks, lift objects high, and break down rocks and entire structures, and even moving commonly dirt, you know. It is awesome machine when you had to build items on the construction sites. Due to their wide application, they are very much required in every construction project. However, they are expensive. Excavators are in demand, and hence starting the business of renting these machines can be very profitable. Being a costly investment, it is expected that persons should do some research before starting this business. The following guidelines will be helpful for the person who wants to start a business of renting excavators. Number one, excavators are cost and rental service providers should be able to afford them. He or she would be aware of his personal expense by allowing a big place or showroom or advertising or labor and maintenance costs and so on. He or she should make a business plan for selling excavators. You know, it's a good idea to have. The rental service provider provides an excavator at high rental price, then many buyers will find it expensive and difficult to purchase. Hence, they will negotiate with the price, and a rental service provider should provide the excavators at appropriate prices. Next, number three, rental service providers should make his or her excavator rental service popular by advertising in trade magazines, newspapers, websites, stuff like that, even commercials nowadays. Everybody's doing that nowadays in construction business. Number four, buying an entire fleet of brand new excavators is indeed very costly. Due to the rental service provider, should studies demand of the market to know which the most preferred model might be by construction industry. Keeping excavators from small to mid-size of different brands is a good option. Number five, due to technical advancements, the new equipment has become compact and easy to operate. Using such equipment has increased speed at workplace and increased productivity. Number one word in construction. The new compact excavators are more in demand and preferred to the older versions. They are much better. The rental service provider should provide such technology of advanced excavators on rent, which increases the customer's interest and sales. Number six, buying used equipment on a rental basis is common for short duration projects. Hence, they are in demand. Thus, the rental service provider can also look for options for renting, used, or secondhand excavators. Since purchasing such equipment is cost affordable, and it could be expensive on the other end too. However, they should be careful while choosing such equipment that they are not in demand or not damaged. Only when these used machines have less wear and tear, their parts are available that should be purchased under the seller. And lastly, number 7, the rental service provider should be careful while renting expensive heavy equipment to the buyer. They should understand the nature of the work required of the customer and should guide them properly. They should make sure that the buyer has capability to pay the rental amount and would take care of the equipment and will return the equipment in good working condition. After all, the terms and conditions are accepted by both parties. The rental agreement has to be made between the rental service provider and the prospective buyer. You know, get it all signed on documentation. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.